From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Welcome, everyone, to our morning program. Coming up in a moment, we will have the Reverend William McCrae singing for us the lovely hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. It's a most appropriate hymn, for I will be speaking on the ransom that the Lord Jesus Christ paid to redeem sinners. In our study, Mark chapter 10 and the verse 45 will be the focus of our attention this morning. Let me give my customary invitation to you all to listen in tonight at 9 o'clock. We will have another reading from the little booklet that I'm giving away free to anyone who requests it, The Coming of the Son of Man. Many have requested their copy of this booklet. Make sure that you contact me for yours. I will also be dealing with the subject of the central doctrines of the Christian faith. We're looking at the Word of God, its inspiration, its infallibility, its veracity. So do listen in at 9 o'clock tonight. You'll be very welcome. Now here's the Reverend William McCrae. Will you please turn with me now to Mark chapter 10 and the verse 45. I want particularly to look at those words, For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. Last week, when we studied this portion, we concluded with the thought that the government of the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ is not like that of the governments of this world. In verses 42 and 43, the Lord Jesus makes that very plain. Verse 42 reads, And Jesus called them to him, and saith unto them, Ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. The Lord Jesus himself provides us with the example of how his kingdom is to be ruled. He is the king, but he stoops lower than any to serve his subjects. He came, he tells us in verse 45, to minister. The word means to wait upon. It refers to someone who stood around at a feast or at a meal and offered bread and other items of food to those who were dining. To minister refers to the lowest level of service within a household. That is the word that the Lord Jesus employs to describe his work amongst his people. I give the example of the Savior serving in John chapter 13, verses 4 and 5, last week. You remember what it says? He riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash his disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Now that's lowliness, that's humility, that's service indeed. But verse 45, here in Mark chapter 10, gives us an even clearer and more telling example of the Savior's service to his people. It says he gave his life a ransom for many. At the cross, the Savior humbled himself to the form of a servant, a lowly servant, and ministered unto his people. Please notice, first of all, that salvation is by a ransom. The word ransom refers to the price that is paid to free a slave. The Lord Jesus Christ came to set sinners free by paying a ransom. Let me underscore, first and foremost, that men and women are held to ransom by their obligations to the law of God. God's law has a claim upon us, a claim which we must make good, which we must pay. We are born under an obligation to keep the holy law of God, to keep it perfectly, to keep it continually. Any breach of it brings down the penalty of a holy God upon us. The law of God is summarized for us in the Ten Commandments. The words that are repeated at the beginning of each command are, Thou shalt. Those words underscore that each command is coming from God and directed to us individually, personally. Thou shalt. Even those who never came in contact with the Bible still have a consciousness of their obligations to God. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 2 and the verse 14, For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves. Man universally has a consciousness of his obligation to God, though because of his own sinfulness he has cast away the knowledge of God and what that duty is. he nevertheless has not been able to cast away the awareness that he has an obligation to the God of heaven. Christ came to set sinners free from the demands of a holy law which the sinner could not keep for himself. Christ kept the law for his people. That is why Christ was born of Mary. He entered into the obligations under which every other human being entered at birth. He kept the law of God for his elect. He lived a holy life for his people. Men and women are held to ransom by their sins. We not only are obligated to keep the law, but when we fail to do that, we're obligated to pay the penalty for failing to keep the law. Our disobedience incurs a penalty which must be paid before we can be free of guilt and condemnation. The penalty for sin, for breaking the law of God, for that's what sin is, the penalty for sin is eternal death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The wages of sin is death. The sinner, body and soul, will be cast into everlasting damnation as the just consequence of their sin. The only means of escaping that penalty is for another to pay it for us. And that is what the Lord Jesus Christ was doing at the cross. Oh, today, will you please understand why it was that Jesus was there? I'm going to close our program with a reading of a verse from the old hymn, "There is Life for a Look at the Crucified One." The verse 2 of that hymn reads, "Oh, why was he there as the bearer of sin, if on Jesus thy guilt was not laid? Oh, why from his side flowed the sin-cleansing blood, if his dying thy debt has not paid?" My dear friends, salvation is through the ransom that Christ paid upon the cross. When he who, having lived a spotless life for his elect, gave himself as a sacrifice to pay the price, to pay the ransom of our redemption. Are you under the blood of Christ today? Are you saved? May God bless his word to every heart. And please join with me at 9 tonight for our evening program. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.